Did you change the name on the episode?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
We are now 191 Kamen Rider Double.
And we are fucking live, so hey! We enjoyed our cigarettes and
piss break
and water. And
yes!
Yeah, I got water.
For anybody that's getting into this video now, because chances are you might still come on here on Wednesdays and watch your video, this is episode 191 Kamen Rider Double.
Yep. Double the writer.
But don't
double
we,
the fun.
Don't we have to go back because the fans was all pissy?
Yes. We have to start this episode with something that we missed, and we will do that.
We got to do the round the room for the audio.
Yes, okay. Let's do that. This is Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, the proto guy.
WAP!
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, there's the guy we missed.
This is the guy we missed. This is Abyss.
It looks like a future one that I saw.
He's a shark.
He's pretty fucking sweet, actually.
Yeah. He's a shark.
He's really fucking sweet.
Yeah, I like that aesthetic.
Should have started the last episode with this guy.
He's right. He has a...
Pinchy shark hands are pretty fucking sweet. That sword's not bad. I like the sword tail. His armor is pretty fucking cool. His helmet's neat. Overall, this dude's fucking solid as shit. I like this guy a lot.
Right.
In fact, when writers are done like this... where they seem like armored machine things, where they really stand out like this, I end up really, really liking them. Now, it is nice to point out that this is a toy, but this is more him actually right there, and he still looks fine as a person.
Right.
That's probably why I didn't have him, because he's probably a villain.
Same with this. Okay, let's point that out then, just to bring it up. There is another list... that is being slowly procured to go back over villains of Super Sentai and Riders and things like that. Like main villains. So if that's what this guy is, we would have gotten to him eventually. He just wasn't part of our Rider list.
Right.
Every now and then we cover the bad guy versions of said Rider in the Rider list, so that has been happening. But it was added... to the overall ridiculous amount of episodes that we have, to start looking into things like there's an entire list of things for morphers, an entire list to go back and talk about weapons, an entire list of things to go back and talk about costume comparisons, an entire list of things to go back and talk about the other shows we didn't do.
Oh, the openings.
There's an entire list to talk about the openings, talk about the villains.
I wish I would have noticed this pair of scissors sitting next to me for that last episode.
This show, man.
This show will end in 2150.
This show will end when the sun expires and becomes a black hole.
It's true.
And we'll be long dead. Future generations will pick up where we left off.
No shit, man.
Yeah.
This will be like the fucking Dynasty Wars. Our grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren will be doing this show. Like, why did this ever even fucking start?
We don't even know why we're still doing this.
As the black hole is ripping the Earth apart, they're like,
we're just gonna clone you and do a whole eugenics thing.
Sweet!
Fucking
that's
augment.
Okay. Constant angry Nick!
Fucking augment Nick would just be sitting with all our grandparents like, we offered the world order! fucking shut up, Con Nick, we're trying to fucking do the show.
And of course you say Con Nick and all I could think of is Nick dressed up fucking walking around in a giant hall.
Nick Noonien Sung.
Yes! We offer the world order!
Yes! Oh shit.
Cry havoc, Shane, and let loose the dogs of war.
But there's that guy. There were two other people called out. We will look into what that is, because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff, to be fair. Like, this... This is not a small show by any means whatsoever. So we will miss things from time to time, and we will keep going back and trying to fix things. And let's get started with fucking double here. This is a complete form. No.
Wait.
That was my test. I had to go in and see if I could actually fix the problem we were having, which did. So now we're going to go on to this guy, and we're going to go to double driver. Fuck. Cyclone Excel Extreme is who we're starting with
here.
I hope
it was a double dragon form.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is not a good start.
Yeah.
Behold my Christmassy joy!
Christmas, this guy looks like he could be a fucking luchador down in AAA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no shit.
He's green and red.
Yeah, Mexico's flag.
And it's Italy's flag too, bitch.
It's a lot of people's flags.
This
red and white and blue.
This is
and
Cyclone
green
Excel
like
Extreme.
Says something about this guy uses flash drivers and that this form... people are already saying this form sucks.
Good, then we're not alone.
And yes, I'm looking forward. I know Skull. I know Skull Rider. He's fucking awesome. Skull! Fuck this guy.
Does he run around with the big fat dude named Bulk Rider?
This guy gets
I'm about to say that. Like, that would be amazing.
That's his sidekick.
I'd give this guy a 2.5.
Fuck this guy. Give this guy a 1.
Because we've seen worse looking riders.
I have seen worse riders, but that's... I don't like that guy at all.
What you got?
Oh, my God. I'm going to give Christmas Rider...
Yes! Follow suit.
I'll give it a 3.
It's not even Halloween yet, goddammit.
You think that's a basic fucking rider?
That's the shit I see.
Doesn't matter. The evening out makes him a 2.
I don't get... No, that guy's not fucking basic.
Only if you're a fan.
Okay, we're going to Excel Booster.
Please be better.
BAP.
That's better.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's a lot better.
That's better.
The fact that...
Handlebars.
I was about to say, the handlebars near the crotch is a little weird, but...
Well, it's for her, not you.
I guess that's true. Something to hold on to while she's riding.
For him.
It's for her.
No, it's... That's
for her a, pleasure?
No, so that way she has something to hold on to while she's riding.
Yeah.
I like the helmet. The helmet's pretty sweet.
That way you don't have to do the locked wrist thing, so you can just be like, hang on to the bars, baby!
Oh my God, I can imagine. Oh my God.
Considering I just watched Rocky Horror Picture Show last night, you're just adding...
Now
hey, Bill,
Shane has
Bill,
thought about
what,
it.
What's the 8 on the digital display stand for?
Funny.
I'm getting the look.
You know what this guy reminds me of, though?
What?
Bikes! Bikes!
Surprised you didn't do that at all last episode.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Fucking start off this day with some bikes!
That's okay. I keep doing that.
In jokes. They're the best.
Right. Well, every night when I fucking come home from work, like I've been having to wear my hoodie since it's so cold. And I'll be like, where'd I put
he
my...
actually turns into a bike!
Nice.
They just said it.
But yeah, every night when I've been getting home from work, I'll go to put my keys and my phone up. I'll be like, get in my fucking pocket! Get in the fucking pocket!
Get in my pocket!
Because there's no bikes around.
Okay.
So wait. This guy turns into a bike.
Yes.
Can he steal himself? Bill's like,
now
that's a good
dilemma.
Question, actually.
Yes, ethical dilemmas.
What are you giving this guy?
This guy gets a 4. He's cool.
4.
I like him.
Yeah, I'm into this guy. Yeah, you know what? Let's let's do 4. I do like
I'm
his design.
Shane, what do you got?
Oh, let's make it easy. Let's do easy math. We'll make it a 4.
Oh, okay. So
I was about to say easy math.
So
0.
So
what?
this guy's a 4.0000000.
Okay, we're going to Excel Trail.
Scuba.
Yes!
That's pretty fucking cool.
And he has handlebars.
And it reminds me slightly of back when fucking Cobra changed his outfit.
Cobra!
He started wearing that weird mechanical metal Cobra suit.
I'm sorry, but the mask, the only thing I could think of is the Turn A Moustache Gundam.
Dude, he does. Dude, have, he does have a bit of a turn A look to him, doesn't he?
Yeah,
mustache. I was actually gonna go with
like a goof kind of design.
NCR Rangers.
Ah,
helmet.
Yeah,
this dude's kind of solid. I like
this
dude.
I like this guy. 4.5. The blue's awesome. I like
four.
I like the armor. I like the rounded shoulder pauldrons.
Right.
I give it a 4.
I mean, I can't tell if that's supposed to be a T on the digital
display
or if it's a hammer.
This guy seems like
to be
way
fair,
cooler to
these
me.
These riders that we've done.
I'm going up higher than I was. I'm doing 4.2. I do think he's cooler than the last guy, but I'm really curious to see what's coming.
4.28, moving on.
I guess that was Excel's final form.
Okay, Excel yellow signal version.
Okay.
Oh my!
This guy is not as cool as the others.
Let's try this nexting kind of thing that we do here. Maybe. Oh, he doesn't have a next.
Yeah, there
this is
no
him.
Next.
Enjoy him. Did you enjoy him?
No, not as much.
I'm trying to figure out what's on his back.
It's probably a jet booster.
I'm going 3.
I'm into 3.5.
If he has a jet booster,
I mean,
he's cool.
He's neat and all, but not that neat, so he gets a 3.
Yeah, 3.5 is fine.
3.3.
And then we're just going to look at basic Excel, I guess.
3.26, moving on.
Bam!
Hey, he's red.
Oh,
that's why. Okay, so he's base form but painted yellow. Okay.
Not awful.
For the last one. Gotcha.
Maybe because I like the red, it makes
oh,
it next.
Chat's saying that last form that we saw was like the in-between between this form
right.
and the
Look,
final
the
first one.
I get that the forms are out of order. It doesn't change the way we grade the forms.
Right.
Even if we'd have seen the first guy first and the last guy last, we're still basing... We're still basing by their appearances. Like, we know nothing about their power scales, nothing about how cool they are. It's the first time we've seen them, so whether we've seen the last guy, the second guy, the sixth guy, doesn't matter.
I like the red.
I mean, the red looks a lot better than that yellow.
I like his helmet now because it's got lights.
I kind of like the leg pads, how they kind of look almost like a... almost like they're a... damn it, like a kite shield kind of a look to it. Like, that's kind of interesting to me.
I think this is from one of the games.
That wouldn't surprise me. He looks digitized like fuck. Yeah.
Next!
That's it.
Okay, that's him.
Eh.
I'll give him a 4.
Yeah. I'm still at a 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. Yeah, I'm sticking there.
3.5.
I can do 4.
Oh, my lord!
3.7.
What's up?
We are going to Cyclone Joker.
In double.
Yes, this is in the Kamen Rider double tabs.
Is what? That a fucking shoe?
He's going to beat you with a flip-flop, yes.
Oh, this is... Honestly, Seth, who throws a shoe?
Man.
This is flip-flop rider. So...
Next.
Yeah, give me another.
But he's not on a boat, Shane.
There's a Ferris wheel behind me. You guys want to go for a ride?
Photo op.
Bang, bitch.
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, in animes and stuff, that thing, that fucking, the finger gun thing is kind of overused, but I still like
it.
Yeah,
I know.
I still love it. I know it's overused a lot, but.
Next.
See.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at that.
Okay.
You know, I actually don't mind that.
There are things I like about this and things I don't. There's parts of it that are kind of basic. The side-by-side color thing is... Okay. It's neat, and it's a little tacky.
Right.
Do you think that it'd be better if it was like a little darker green?
Yeah, if that
maybe,
was more of like a hunter green.
Maybe that would help
better.
It, yeah.
Instead of like fluorescent green.
Because be honest with you, when you look at that, the first color you honestly see is that bright green.
And it also lends itself to a different problem, too. I really like this color scheme.
Yes.
This color scheme is all right.
Right.
If he would have been all this, I would have been more impressed. And if they would have added some armor instead of, like, the Nike legs. But this guy's not...
Best colors on the left.
which are the green and yellow.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't... I get that it's a gimmick, and I get that people try to explain this kind of stuff and defend the things they like. The side-by-side color thing is a gimmick because of the flash drives. I don't care. I'm still looking at his costume, and no matter what gimmick you give me, his costume is still his costume, and that hurts him.
I mean, the fact that they call him Joker, so, I mean, think like medieval type of
I'd want
like
to say
dual
more like
color,
Two-Face
but,
than a Joker.
Right.
Well, you're thinking like a Harlequin.
Yeah, that type of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But, eh.
I still like it. I mean... Yeah, maybe I wish the green was a little darker.
Here's the reason I'm okay. You play games
every now and then. Once or twice.
Yes, once or twice we've played a game. And sometimes it gives you the option to like make a costume.
Yeah.
Would this ever be a choice you would make?
Side by side colors, maybe, but not these colors.
I might actually change.
But what you also got to remember is that like. I'm big into, like, the reds and the blacks.
Right.
I like mixing those. Like, if that was a red and black side-by-side...
But in every game we've ever played, even when you've been given this choice...
I don't usually
like
play it.
When we played DCU...
Right.
Yeah.
This is never something you would have picked, because we grade aesthetically. And aesthetically, no matter what the gimmick... Really...
I don't even think a lot of games even have half and half. So.
Yeah, but that's not...
I think a lot more than you realize, but nobody picks it. Like,
right.
You could do this in Soul Calibur.
Right.
You could do this in DCU.
Right.
There are a couple armors that do this in like, different games that I've played where you can color one side pink or whatever. And you see people that get away with it. They do the gimmick, and sometimes they look cool in the world when they walk by, and you're like, you see that fucking guy? But it's not doesn't mean you would do it. Like,
right.
I don't know. I'm not trying to... change anybody's opinion. I'm just simply letting you know this really stands out and feels.
Was this the only picture
for this guy? This was the
pretty
three
much.
Next.
The other two were flip flop and fingy guns.
Out in the light, in the real guy here, I'm noticing that his color is not so. No, it is.
It still
it
is.
But I could see it right
look
there.
As bad.
That's because these angled. It is. It is that bad. Look at that. That is really fucking green.
Well, remember, remember that.
It's just, and here's the thing that really hurts it. Black and purple is a powerful, proven color scheme.
Right.
That is sharp as shit. And then, like, super green and gold.
Right.
For me, it
hurt him. If it was a darker
green
and gold,
but that's, I like it
for
different
reasons. For me, it hurt him. I'm dropping, like, a 2.5. I think he's a basic rider. I'm really distasteful on this color scheme.
Because this is just a still frame image, I promise you, like, if we watch this show and we saw him moving and stuff,
oh, yes.
It might change your opinion.
Easily.
And he
easily.
Might be thinking, oh, like, you know what? Now that I see him fucking kicking ass and shit,
right.
He looks badass.
Yeah, that's kind of like with Cute Angel, when you guys were all like, oh, man, these costumes and fucking, but it's like, yeah, but moving, they do look a hell of a lot better.
I'm going to give him a 3.5. I'm going to give him a 3.5.
And I see what there's still a whole lot of trying to defend it. There are W's all over the suit and whatnot. Yes, I see that. It still doesn't. I'm sorry.
3.2,
moving on.
Okay, we're going to Cyclone Metal. Let's check
this
guy
out.
This
dude doesn't have pentagrams.
This is not as bad, because it's green. It's still bad. I don't think
it's
I like it as much.
Now.
Yeah, it's like a grayish silver. Yeah,
and he's got a pole.
To me, it does look bad.
I think it is worse.
Yeah.
Now that I'm sitting here staring 2.5. At it.
2.5.
Two.
I like
the color. I like the silver on the one side. I do really do.
2.3. Maybe it's the green that's hurting it.
I honestly don't mind the silver.
It
goes well against the gold.
I'm going to give it
it's
a 3.3.
It's the weird gunmetal gray that goes with it. It pulls away from the silver trying to pop.
2.62, moving on.
He's got a stick.
Okay, we're going to Cyclone Trigger. Maybe this gimmick doesn't
work
for me.
Because otherwise I'll want to...
All right.
Bright blue does work
better. Blue and green go together a lot sharper than...
Right.
At least I can see and feel this. You know what? I'm gonna drop a 3 on this one. I think the colors, these colors work.
It's blue
and they're
on
not
blue,
as
though.
Contrast.
I'm at a 3-2.
True, there is two different shades of blue on one side.
Yeah, but I've been known to do that with a lot of my characters with their armors. I do like a heavy dash darking blue, and then I take the parts that I like and emphasize them and pop them with a real bright sharp blue. I've done that with a lot of my armors.
Right.
I like this one more than the other two. So right. I'm gonna give this a 4. I did move up. I like this one a lot more.
Okay.
I like this one more than the last one.
And I think the side by side isn't as damaged. That green, when you look at his face, if you cut all this out and his face was just like a logo, I can get behind that more than I can get behind the dark color, and then a really sharp, hard fucking green just comes in on the other side. I don't know.
3.5.
Did I get a Nikolai?
3.3.
Okay. 3.4, moving on.
Okay.
Cyclone form.
Yes, we're looking at simple cyclone form now.
Whoa.
See, well,
I like that.
Looks fine by itself.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
See, and that's exactly what I was talking about. I think that
wow.
It hurts it to jump the colors like that. That double thing is a gimmick. I get it. Everybody's got a gimmick, whether it be bat, bug, whatever. This dude, his gimmick hurts him.
The metallic green.
Yeah,
now that he's fully green.
And they gave him the
fuck
back
it.
Scarf
It's
thing
fucking
back.
Sweet. Yeah, the back. Yeah, I like the scarf part.
Next. Yeah, see, this is more a real guy, and that looks better to me.
Right. This dude, to me, is a 4.
Yeah, he's really solid now.
4.
He's a solid 2. Standalone rider design.
4.2.
And that's part of it. This, by the argument that a lot of people make, this probably should have been the first guy we looked at.
4.7.
But then the only thing that would have done, had we actually looked at this guy first when he started splitting forms, we'd have probably given him even harsher punishment.
Right.
Because we would have seen what he was and been like, oh, wow, he downgraded. That's great.
Okay, so who am I missing? Because I have a 4 for me, a 4, a 4.2, and a 4.7.
Oh, missed? I think it was me. I'm up there. I like him. He's a 4. He's solid now. I really like that.
So he's a 4.18, so I think he's winning.
I think he is, yeah.
Okay.
If not the scuba guy, I can't remember.
Now we're going to go to Fang.
Steve!
Fang Joker. Whoop.
See
now that works.
That one works.
That
black,
actually,
but black
yeah,
and white,
awesome.
But black
yes.
and white work really well together.
That's a proven
yes.
color scheme.
Yes,
but black and super harsh bright green.
No,
does not.
I
not
mean, they get away with it because black can go with anything. But man,
okay.
There's
also
several pictures.
This is helped. There's something else helping him. His arms and legs. Remember, I said his arms and legs are plain and naked. They added a spike type system to where each one of his plates of armor now go up over the other and overlap, creating a type of spike arc.
Yes.
That helps. It helps him aesthetically all the way.
This guy, for me.
We're not done with this guy. Next. Oh, see, he got this blade thing that comes out the side of his arm. I like a weapon like that.
Right.
Yes, those are always neat weapons.
Next. Okay, I guess he can switch it or make it come out wherever he wants, I guess.
Yeah, shoulder tackle.
Huh.
Your face.
All right, next.
Oh,
kick you!
Nice.
Kick you!
Next.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Okay, yeah, that's this guy. Okay.
4.8.
5.
I do like, I don't know if I could fall in the 5 with you, but I really did like
4.9.
Let's do 4.6. I really did like him.
Looks like I'm the hater with a 4.2.
Man, that's still a great thing when
right,
you're like,
exactly.
Man, I'm a hater. He gets a 4.2.
So he's a 4.7 then.
That's not, he's
the
definitely
now
winning.
He's definitely winning.
What we got next?
Get
okay,
some heat on.
We are on Heat Joker now.
Black and red.
Black and red works.
Yeah, that
that's,
works.
That's not as tragic as that green.
That is.
Looks orangish to me, though.
It is
that,
orange.
There is orange,
yes,
but to the highlight.
There's not another picture of him, but I think this goes into orange and red. I think the red Now, this could just be the picture. I think the red is bordering into orange territory, but then the armor is, like, the lines here are very much, that's orange.
Right.
Otherwise, I do think it is a red. And he's pretty cool.
Right.
He is the only one we have, so.
Three.
I like this guy's overall design.
I'm still 4-2 with that.
Let's go
4.5 for me. I like the color scheme a lot.
I'm going to stick with a 4.
Need water.
His overall design is really sharp. It's really coming down to the colors and whether
four,
or not they clash.
4.8.
So he's a 4.1 moving on.
Okay. Woo-hoo! We're going to Metal Heat. Or heat
this
metal.
Is
going to
be the moment that gunmetal and
Shit! That is awesome.
Okay, so the red and the silver.
No, now it's just all silver.
I'm falling down into it. Yeah, I'm okay. This brought him to a 3.
Yeah.
I don't think this color scheme is as cool. But that's what I'm saying. This guy's design, I think this guy's overall design is a very sharp 4. But I think the colors are what's getting me now.
I don't feel too terrible with this dude. He's going to drop a bit, but only down to a full 4.
Okay, I'm at a 3.
I'm giving him a 3.2. It's not even. It's just really hard to tell because it's like you got the little accent points on the red side with the orange, but on the right side they changed from the gunmetal that the last guy had to just everything silver now. There you go.
I'm going 4.
Okay. Some color schemes work for people. That's another
4-8.
Reason I like MMOs that offer a lot of customization, and not in terms of how your characters are, but how they look. I really like that because I like to roam the world and see all the different people that, yeah, that's always been a thing for me. Different people like different shit.
Right. I'm at a 3.8.
Okay. That's this guy. What do we got?
Heat trigger next.
Did we?
He got a 3.8.
Yeah, he got a 3.8.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're on Heat Trigger.
Bang, bang.
Bink.
Mm. He's hot and he's cold. He's yes and he's no.
Don't ruin him.
I had to do it just to get Bill's reaction.
I give that joke a 2.5.
Good. Should have got a lower score.
That joke makes my list.
Yes!
That means you have to hear that
I
shit
made
again.
The list!
You gotta hear that joke again.
Seth, I made the list!
Okay.
To be fair, you've made a lot of lists, but usually it's the list to get into the building. So that's...
Somebody just called this guy the Cubs rider.
Somebody else said Kakiter for him.
Hey, it is a Kakiter scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just hit me. That's the Kakiter scheme. Blue and red. Kakiter was cool, damn it.
Well, I don't...
I'll give this guy a 4 because the blue and red do blend well.
Well, I don't like right. What they said about that being the Cubs because that team sucks ass.
You back off my team.
Oh, I'm a Cardinal fan, first off, so of course I don't like the Cubs.
Look, I bit the bullet and went to the blasphemous side and rooted for the Cardinals once, motherfucker. Once.
Yeah.
Because they were up against the Rangers.
That's okay. I don't like baseball, but every time that the Cubs-Cardinals fight happens in my family, I always go, yay, Sox, and walk out of the room. Just to shut them the fuck up.
They're not even playing, you dick!
No, exactly. You should have said, go Bears, and walked out.
Wrong sport,
you the Bears!
Right.
I'm going to give him... He's
just fucking shout, Cleveland, and fucking leave. What the fuck?
That's a city! They also have a baseball team!
Yeah, the Indians. I mean, he's still staying in the 4 for me.
Okay.
But I'm going to give him a 4-2.
Oh, well, hold on.
Because the red and blue work.
Well, while red and blue do work very well together, I, like Bill says, we all like different things. While I think the red and silver looked amazing...
My favorite team is the Kanto Bulbasaurs.
They haven't won a championship in a while, though. So,
but they have my favorite mascot.
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, I like red and blue.
Better than the Blaziken Braves.
I just don't like it like this. I mean,
but he's basically icy hot.
That makes it worse.
Icy Hot! Yes! Give him a three! He earned it!
Raising your score, buddy.
He cools and soothes.
I'm just going to go 3.3.
Hey, man.
Well, I mean, that depends. I mean, never mind. I'm going to leave that joke alone. All right, so he's a 3.7. Moving on or done?
We're done with
Heath. Yeah, that guy's done. He had a picture. Yes. Okay, now we are...
Luna? I have to say, I'm actually quite impressed
Luna.
With the writers.
Luna. Okay.
So all right. I had to be honest. I have some...
Two more primary folders.
Well, yeah.
With subfolders in.
Giving this the name Luna gives me unfair expectations.
It's going to be white and black.
Here we go. This
Joker.
Is Luna Joker.
Oh, no. Never mind. It's yellow.
I like that.
Yellow gold.
I like the fucking yellow jacket type of look. I liked that on, like, with Ant-Man and whatnot. I liked that.
Oh, yellow jacket? Yeah, yellow jacket. Really cool.
Yes.
Look.
And I think it's just this side, and this side has already proven that I like it, but I really like that clash works for me.
So we got Heat that's red and yellow, or red and orange, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Luna, you would think be like the moon. It'd be like a white and black.
No, it's straight yellow.
Not a sun!
We already had white.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
This guy, once again...
I mean, he looks cool!
I like the yellow jacket look. Give him a four.
Once again...
Because four is the more basic... 4.4.
This guy, once again, he's staying in the fours for me.
Okay.
It's just a matter of what point I want to give it.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to do a 4.4.
I'll do a 4.1.
I'm doing a 3.3.
It'd be slightly higher if the name wasn't misleading.
4.04, so he's an error.
Yes!
It's 4.04.
Awesome.
Score not found.
Okay.
It's going to be yellow. It's probably going to be yellow and silver.
Oh, I... Got to admit, calling it Luna Metal, I better see some Gundam in here.
It's not Gundam at all, is it, Steve?
Because of his head?
Look, his
he
does
have a very
back.
Gundam head.
What's up?
His
I guess
stick
that's true.
Is back.
Yeah, you know, the metal,
has the stick.
Yes.
Yeah. Why does this guy say Luna Moon Cheese? What the fuck?
Is that anything like
Luna equals
cheese?
Moon equals cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the moon's made of cheese.
Sure.
It's been scientific.
Wallace and Gromit
so
proved
again,
that.
So again, is that something along the lines of like...
It's been proven.
Butt cheese?
I know. I saw Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's scientifically accurate.
Of course.
Four.
I like your of course that you just did. It reminded me of Street Fighter.
Of course.
Of course.
This guy, once again, dude, the dual color is always going to stay in the four. Yellow and silver... Probably, in my opinion,
it's
not
more
the,
like gold and silver.
Not
yeah,
the great,
with this, it looks more gold.
Give it a 4.2.
Okay, gold and silver do work well together. 4.4.
Yeah, I know. It's my favorite generation of Pokemon.
dang! Why does this guy keep bringing up Pokemon?
The newest Pokemon game is releasing soon,
yeah,
and he's super excited about it.
The other guy
Sword
didn't bring
Shield?
Up Pokemon.
What other guy?
The last episode we did didn't bring up no Pokemon.
That it's because dual colors.
We're mentioning it a lot.
Ruby
here.
And Sapphire.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Person.
You know,
this
forward.
Is gold and
yep.
silver.
And
now
last
we just
guy
need
was
a crystal.
Red and blue.
Yeah, yep. Who am I missing?
Bill. Me.
Bill's going to give it a 5.9.
3.4.
We have white and black,
yeah,
too.
White and black.
Oh, wow. This guy's a straight four.
Nice.
Time to go to Luna Trigger.
Bang! Of course, that's going to be yellow and blue, I think.
Click, boom.
Golden blue. It's golden cobalt.
Oh, I do not like that. I also don't like whatever the fuck
Three.
Just happened on his chest. I think that's
his gun.
Is his gun hung
yeah,
on
his
chest
gun.
There?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like this.
2.8.
I give it a 3.3.
Sorry, guys.
And for some reason, the yellow this time, maybe it's because the blue clashes the way it does, but I get a C-3PO vibe off that yellow now.
Don't do that. Don't lower this man's score.
I kind of get more of a shocker, but meh.
I'm going to go with a
3.9. But Shane, the odds that you'll give him an amazing score.
3.2, moving on.
Now we're going to the extreme.
Yeah, we are.
It's spelled the same way as it was in the 90s, sons of bitches.
Okay, we are going to Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme.
Let's do this. Oh, fucking... Oh, shit, man. You.
Wow.
Whoa. Holy shit!
You definitely are extreme.
Okay, that's pretty fucking sweet.
We got more pictures for this guy, right? It's
yes.
not just the one?
Yes, we do.
Good.
Three of them, I do believe.
Let's do it. Next.
Oh!
He's got
five.
The wings.
This
that's
motherfucker
sweet.
Gets a 5. Done.
Whoa!
It's hard for me not to give him a 5, to be fair.
This dude will fly at you with epicness.
Dude.
He took his Red Bull.
His cloak becomes wings. He's awesome.
Yeah, 5.
Dude, I like that a lot. Well, we're not done. Next.
Stop it. Stop.
Why must you hurt thine self so badly?
Hold on, let me fix this. I fixed it.
I know why he's turned that way now.
Right. Because the left side is amazing.
That other picture does not exist.
Next. Oh, man. Third picture hurts him bad.
Yeah, that's why we're just going to skip that picture.
Well, that's part of it. We gotta,
unfortunately, I gave him a 5 prematurely.
See, because that, oh, man, that is the reason he's turned like that.
So
turned like that.
So, I'm guessing that's a toy.
Well, the toy's fucking amazing.
Here's what I'm going to do.
That's not a toy.
I'm going to hit this big, giant C. The only time I've done this the entire time. You can redo scores now. Yeah, it did.
Those wings, the design is fucking sweet. That green, damn it.
4.1.
4?
Yeah, I'm right there with Scott. It dropped because of this last picture, man. Really hurt it.
I don't want it, though, because he's so cool.
Careful with pounding your fist. You're about to knock water onto our soundboard.
4.
But this last picture is so dumb.
But it's so cool. But it's so dumb. It's broily.
4.9. Because I'm just going to forget I saw this picture, but I know that there is a taint on here somewhere on his score.
Damn, that hurt him.
4.2.
Okay, and then we have Cyclone Joker Extreme.
Extreme!
They put white in the middle.
I mean, the white kind of...
All they
okay.
did is they got rid of the heat side.
To be fair, that helps to contrast that green.
Yeah, they basically...
They added gold to the green.
Yeah, they went from Christmas to now he has black on the one side.
Well, adding that gold to the green on the other guy, it was just green.
Right.
He didn't have those gold...
It reminds me of the Green Ranger. You know, with the gold and the green.
That gold helps him.
It does help out a lot.
To differentiate just how harsh of a contrast that green is. And the white helps fade into the green from going black to white to... Like, that helps him.
Right.
Can this guy have the same cool wings? I don't know, to be fair. Maybe. If I assume that this is basically the same form, different colors.
Is there another picture?
They're saying this is his normal final form.
Okay, so I'm assuming the wings are not a thing until he reaches the next form.
No, this is his normal final form. And I guess the wings are a thing that happens anytime, as long as he's in his final form.
Really?
That's what it's looking like they're saying.
So
this other person's saying no.
No.
That one doesn't have wings.
Yeah, the wings are part of the gold thing. I'm almost positive.
Well, that's depressing.
So, no wings during your grade here.
4.
He's still going to stay in the 4s. Probably going to give it a 4.9. I like the white. It does help out a lot.
3.8.
Excellent.
3.5.
Great.
Damn it.
The lack of wings...
God damn it, this man is an error as well. He's another
4.04. Oh, wow. That was just double, guys.
Oh, god damn it.
Behold the eternal!
Yeah, now we're
because
going
because this
to the
episode
Eternal.
Won't end.
Okay, we're going to Blue Flare. I actually did not expect that. Strengthening armament.
At least it's only got one picture.
Okay.
Come at me, bro.
Oh,
what?
Dude, that's fucking sweet.
As a five.
What the
that's
hell?
That's fucking sweet.
I'm hardcore down with that. That's fucking
Oh,
five.
I love it. I don't know why, but I fucking love it. I love the blue flames that come up
come
on
at
the
me,
hands.
Bro.
Right.
I like the silver here that tips it off.
I'm trying to
I
figure
like
out
that
what
white
the hell's
color.
On his... The are those the USB drives?
The headpiece
probably,
is
yes.
fucking solid as shit. And that would make sense, too, because they said that he uses, like, flash drivers or whatever.
And having him on your vest and
he
on your leg.
He has 26 USB slots.
And I like the yeah. I like the flames down here
it's
on the legs.
Mercenary.
On the ankle.
He's
dude, this guy's fucking
villain?
Sweet. This guy's... I'm going to do it. Five. I like this guy a lot. I don't.
He's the movie villain.
Hold on, apparently he's a villain.
I don't give a fuck. Five.
He's a movie
no,
villain.
No, he's the movie's
oh.
villain.
Five.
Then, yeah, fuck
it says he
yeah,
is
stay,
an eternal,
stand.
Or he's
Leaving.
A mercenary. So
it. That's five.
He's a five.
Five.
This guy's fucking sweet.
Shane.
Put it on. Not my list five.
This man just got something that is hard to see. A perfect five.
He wins.
The winner. Shut down the episode. We have the winner.
Here we go. Now this is Blue Flare.
I don't want it.
Oh,
I
damn
don't
it.
See blue.
Stop being cool.
Right.
I Next. Do like the helmet. There's the blue. Oh,
damn it. Now he's got a cape, Shane.
And everybody knows
oh,
hats.
And the shoulders went to black.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that hats, capes, and mustaches give you a higher rating.
Next. Oh, damn it.
He took the cloak off.
Five.
But he's still cool. It's
fucking,
five.
Another
yeah,
five,
five
on that guy.
Unless somebody's going to burn their six.
Fucking
no,
super
not.
Solid,
well,
man.
He's
we
great,
save
well, he's,
our sixes.
While he's really right. cool, it's not. He's not a six burn, but yeah, five.
I don't know.
Keep it going.
Going to red flare.
Yeah.
Same thing with red.
Red
yeah,
flames.
Same
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah,
still a five to me.
Five.
Five. Yeah. Damn it.
This
dude dude's
fucking
sweet.
Baller.
And you're a bad guy.
Dude, no, he's a mercenary.
Dude, I really like that.
He's a mercenary Tao Pai Pai, pleased to kill you.
I really like the helmet. It's got that red gem there.
Seth, don't
I like
say
that this
that.
Comes down off the eyes like that.
Don't say that. Because you know what's going to happen.
Yes, I do.
But if
you're going to have to retroact it.
Look at
yeah,
his face, because
I might have to do something.
Look at his face, Bill.
And I don't want to.
Just look at the way he's staring at you. He looks pleased.
I know.
To kill you.
Next.
Okay. Will you stop it, too? I don't want to burn my six.
There we go.
Okay. Look, oh, what's his
Kay,
name?
Okay, Utopia DuPont.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, the name doesn't sound good. He could. Pop, what if he's the... Oh, my.
All right, Takai. Oh,
okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, he's neat.
It's Bison.
Kind of, yeah.
Let's try another. Next. Okay.
You have one freaking eye.
This guy's...
Now this looks like a villain.
Yeah, this guy's another
yeah.
villain.
He comes off as very bad guy.
Okay.
But they said Eternal was a mercenary, but he's the movie's villain.
Cool to direct.
Okay.
He is really cool.
For
though.
A writer, I feel like he's a little.
Someone's saying it's a monster form.
Yeah, because he very much, yeah, that's what I'm getting, is he very much is a
right.
monster.
A badass looking one.
So should we not grade it then and wait for the villains?
Oh, God. If he's a monster with one eye, then he's looking for riders.
Riders. Damn it, I'm having a tough time with this one.
No, not really. I've seen pig monsters. This guy's way better than a pig monster.
He's infinitely better than a pig monster.
No, I'm sorry.
I've seen a ball and cup monster. He's
I've seen a ball and cup monster. This guy is a fucking... This guy's fucking on the upper
God
echelon
tier.
Of fucking
yeah,
villains.
He's in the God tiers.
I'm telling you right now, dude, this guy's going to get a five because he's amazing.
I thought we weren't going to grade this guy because
he's
a
villain.
But
for future reference, it's a five in case we're doing it later.
I'm assuming we will be.
I'm going to give him a 4-6 and see if that holds up when we get to him in
the villains.
In the villains. Because by then we will have seen an awful lot of villains by the time we come back to him.
We're going to grade him.
Like a pig.
We'll leave it be. I guess these two want to throw out their scores prematurely. So.
No, because I mean, I'll give mine because I know exactly what it is.
We don't have to add it up. Just say what you're saying.
It's a 5.
Because we'll get there when we get there.
I'm just going to wait until we get there.
Yeah, same.
You know me,
Joker.
Kamen Rider Joker.
Oh.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, Joker's the color scheme I've been liking.
Right.
Fucking right, dude. He's purple and black really worked well together.
He's a 4.5.
He is definitely a 4.6.
He is awesome, but he is not
4.7.
White and blue flame guy 4. Awesome.
4.4.
Damn it.
Wow, that really worked out.
Yeah.
Seth is like, damn it.
What are you going to give it? You can give it 4.8? You can give it 4.3?
Actually, yeah. I'll give him a 4.8. Fuck it. So he's a 4.6.
Bill,
moving on.
Bill, giving it a 4.4, which is close to a damn near perfect score, you're somehow the hater.
Next.
Oh.
Solid. I knew we had more pictures, but I knew
right. Yeah, but we also knew this dude is awesome.
We knew what his design was.
I love the purple.
That metallic purple is
wow. Hey guys, guess what?
Skull! Oh, shit.
What about Bulk?
We don't have a Bulk. What's this form, Bill?
We're going Skull Crystal.
Crystal Skull. That holy was a bad shit! Indiana Jones movie, according to a lot of people.
Oh,
it's fucking awesome.
This dude gets a 5.
We're shooting up 5.
His head, his skull.
He has a skull face.
He's got ribs.
Skull face.
Across his
He's
chest.
He's got bony
here.
Ribs, yeah.
Bony ribs. Okay, yeah.
Watch this guy end up being a villain.
Giving this guy a 5. I like it.
Yeah, 5.
I likeificate it.
All right, hold up. So are we all in agreement then this guy's a 5?
Yeah. He's tied with the
well,
blue
cool,
player.
Then guess what? No, he's not, because I'm going to burn my nuke. He's a 6.
He's a 4.
So he's a 5.
He's a 4 now. I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say, Nick was being the biggest douche on that part. Right.
Like, oh, you want to give it a 6? Change mine to 4,
Now we're
going to
check out his base form.
What the fuck?
Kamen Rider Skull.
So got a 5.2.
Oh,
my God. What'd I tell you? Hats!
Fedora!
Hats give you a higher score!
Fedora!
We can't go above a 5.
Damn it!
You can't.
I can if I drop it, but I don't.
I'm not going to drop it.
He died in episode 1. God damn it! That's what it just said in the chat.
He comes back.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Next.
So the only difference.
Well, he's got a crack on the fucking skull.
Maybe that's why he wears the hat because he's self conscious.
Damn it!
Next.
He really hasn't changed other than the hat and stuff,
dude.
Right?
Right.
The other one was a crystal skull, not a normal metal skull.
Yeah, this is a normal skull helmet. The helmet is different a little bit, but the hat. Oh my god!
It's not enough. Wait, it. Is it enough to actually change him, or do we just copy-paste score?
Well, obviously, I'm copy-pasting. This is a 5.
Seth
can't.
I'm doing a 5.
I can't copy-paste, but I can still leave him at the 5.
No, I mean, if he's technically the same way we did Robo's,
that's true.
If it's not changed enough, we could just copy-paste it, which means that 6 would follow.
It's true.
Technicality, yes.
Yeah, it's a technicality. Okay. His entire thing, he could still be
If he didn't change enough but to change just his helmet, which he did, and I guess he put a hat on, I guess that works.
Because the hats are awesome.
He's your winner.
He's a 5.2.
Now, this motherfucker, if his next form he comes out with a mustache, I'm done.
If the next form comes with a mustache, then we're both dropping the sixes.
That's it.
Damn it!
I want mustache skull.
So it looks like we've only got 2 left so far.
No, there's a lot more left.
Kamen Rider Triple O.
This just happens to be what this looks like. Every now and then when we come in here, we start thinking about what series we're about to cover. We have about 12 or so normally to pick from.
Right.
This is the folder file we're always talking about. Today we were able to knock out these 3 in the episode. That is all that could have happened today. That we decided not go over.
Since we just tackled the writers.
Right.
Yeah, since we've been promising to go back to writers and kind of start knocking them out. But yes, we are in plans to do the 1958 fucking Yusai Oji or Planet Prince, and we're thinking about going Science Ninja Team Gatchaman. And
so
yes, some cool
he's
shit.
Not a villain. That dude was their fucking mentor.
And he died. Episode 1, somebody said. And then somebody put a 7. And then somebody says, yeah, 8 more series of Kamen Rider. Yeah, 8 more. Yeah, you're right. There's just, we're nearing the end of the Kamen Rider stuff.
Yeah, because technically, if you do 3 an episode...
Depending on, like, here's
the
deal.
How long the episode is, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. When we come in here, the idea was to always try to get about, start at 10, go to about somewhere like 12. That was the idea. So if we ended up doing, say, a character that only took, like, fucking 15 minutes, we would stop the stream for 10 minutes, you guys go out, smoke, come back, knock another one out. Sometimes we might do 2 episodes, sometimes we might do 3. Depending on what it is, if it's half an hour episodes, you might get 4 out of it.
Right.
And that's the idea for the way the show works now, is that we can just knock out material depending on what's going on.
And who knows, we might feel froggy and go longer.
It's true. There right. are going to be days when we're not busy. Like today... we have Halloween party and shit to prepare for, and I gotta go duster hunting, so I gotta hit up a couple Goodwills and shit.
I have dusters at home.
I don't have duster on me back.
You could have said, Nick,
calm
bring
down
a
there,
duster.
Mr. Krabs.
True.
Krabs?
Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
I'm not copying Krabs.
Stealing my formula.
He was the hardest screw to ever walk around Shawshank.
I'm copying the guy that's got no phone.
Ain't got no phone.
That's
stupid,
it.
Dog.
I'm getting me mallet.
Somebody's like Goodwill Rider. Nope. Nobody bought me the helmet.
Yeah, I gotta do that, and I gotta make it by.
I'm going
the,
as a homicidal maniac.
I gotta go.
They look just like you and I.
I gotta go back to the Halloween store because there's a piece of material that I had. For my costume.
My costume's in the car.
And it is gone. It's not here anymore. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. I was going to reconvert the Jedi robe into something for a new concept. The robe is gone.
But it was here.
It was here. I don't know where it is. And it would have worked perfectly for what I'm designing.
Did you put it in the attic, maybe?
No, it's fucking gone. We checked every closet and every room that it could have went to. It did not
fucking
come with us somehow.
Open a random drawer and sit in there.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what? How we've lost it, but the robe is gone. And it was going to be very helpful for what I'm building because I was going to redesign it.
I found the Tommy Wiseau wig.
Yes,
okay.
The Tommy Wiseau wig sits up there on
the
light,
the fuck
and his glasses are back here on the shelf.
My old wrestling mask was over at Bill's, like over at Dad's, basically.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I saw it. I don't think I've seen it the fuck since. So, yeah, my old wrestling mask is gone, too, because I just thought about that. If it's in one of the boxes that you got somewhere,
I'm setting up for
I'm
setting up for a massive undertaking on the house, which is going to be really sweet when everything's said and done. It is a pretty big undertaking, though. I've got to build a side shed and a bunch of other shit like that.
And it's a good thing you got a handyman in the group, huh?
Yeah,
yep,
me.
We got Scott.
And me.
Scott.
Hey, if people saw my video I posted, I'm kind of a handyman, so.
How much drywalling have you ever done?
I'm not
pretty
drywalling
soon,
that.
Some.
I'm not drywalling the room. It would devalue my home.
Yeah.
Because once you convert the garage to a room, it devalues the overall appreciative of the house.
Yep.
And I have to be able to tear it down and turn it back into a garage the day I choose to sell, which is an always possibility. Right now, I'll be on a long-term contract, but at the end, when I choose to leave, I have to be able to convert that back to a garage in a single day in order to keep the value on the home. However, adding the shack onto the side increases the value of the home overall. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tear down that fence on the back side and put a shack in its place, which will cover that distance and then connect the fence into that shack and take it to the back.
That's legit.
And then that's where a lot of the outside utilities, like the mower and shit like that, is going to go. And then, slowly but surely, we'll build an arcade in that garage.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be amazing, actually.
Because we need a spot to be able to do certain things like the D&D campaigns and whatnot without trying to holler over everybody in the living room. And,
yep. I can give you
And that's part of what that's going to be, is I'm going to build lights and structure in there and kind of try to get it into a place where that becomes a hangout
area.
I'll
write you a check for some money.
So no, just... not with bikes!
Bikes! Yeah, there's already a fucking drum kit down there. We don't need bikes!
No, the bikes will be going in the shed.
Exactly. Along with the drum kit. That way then Bill can save on some sanity when Gwenny decides to go... and fucking drum like a psychopath.
Well, that's being fixed as well. Gwen never touches that drum set except for weird random moments. So it's
like
probably
during the cookout?
Yeah, it's probably being sold. Or trashed or taken apart, repurposed. I don't know. Like it's going to be gone, cuz the whole point was to test her out and see if it was something she actually cared to stick with.
She
cares
really.
To bang on it like once a month, maybe randomly without any drive to learn, and that's fine, because when you're 8 years old, either you find something you care to focus on or you don't. It's more her friends that come over and see it, and they're like, oh my god, a drum set, and then they just go, and then I fucking want to kill somebody, so it's fucking gone.
Especially since the last time
Which
that
makes
happened.
Sense, because of that full day of me trying to sleep, but I keep getting notifications from Facebook of, fuck this day!
Yeah.
Fuck today. That
Fuck
part.
These kids! Fuck this game!
The kids broke
they
my
They broke
dragon.
My dragon statue!
They did break that dragon statue.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
We're gonna get out of here.
Okay, bye guys! I'm waving!
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.